Chapter 1. Gracie Parrish had learned three valuable things in the last two excruciating hours driving around Mexico. The fetal position was only comfortable in the womb. Her deodorant wasn't trapped inside a hidden compartment strength, and blood circulation could be lost in your forehead. There had to be an easier way to break into a sex slaver's home than smooshed inside this malodorous secret compartment, while her brother and his frenemy, Victor, drove into the compound posing as mono-a-mono live entertainers. Sweat salted her eyes, slicked her skin. The good news? If she died, the House of Hades would feel like an oasis. A spacious oasis. This was it. This was absolutely the last time she took part in her family's insane vigilante schemes. Ugh. Sometimes she wished she'd never been adopted into this mess. She needed a vacation on an island. A Canadian island. Someplace cold. With a flick of her jaw, she clicked her mic. How much longer, Justice? I'm roasting. Please, you've been in there for 2 hours. People smuggled out of Mexico stay in that compartment for days. Days? Days pretending to be the back seat of a car while your legs were tucked, foam padding stuck to your skin, your right arm went numb, your right hip screamed, and you could taste exhaust? Yeah, well, not me. If my cyber skills weren't needed to rescue your boyfriend, nothing could get me into this Dante's Inferno. Nothing. Stop your whining. You're almost inside the compound. Her sister scored 0 on the empathy meter. 0. Easy for you. You're on a hilltop, stretched out, overlooking this whole scene through a scope. Just playing to my strength. I'm the best shot. She was a good shot. Hey, no. You know, this bullpoop has been going on since childhood.
Gracie's the smallest. She can fit in that pipe.
She mimicked a child's high-pitched voice.
Gracie's the smallest. Let her squeeze through the vent system. Gracie's the smallest. Put her in the smuggling compartment so she can break out Trojan horse style inside the compound.
Bullpoop? If you cursed, you'd realize bullshit is way more satisfying. She could hear the focus and humor in Justice's voice. And it's not my fault you're a shrimp.
Being petite isn't a talent.
You also have great red hair and hot underwear. Oh, God. She'd never live that down.
Good thing. Otherwise, I'd have no excuse if they find me, assuming they don't shoot before I explain that Tony and Victor hid me here as a surprise bonus to their sex show.
Trust me, no red-blooded male is going to shoot you when he gets a look at that thong.
Humiliating. Circles of heat singed her already too warm cheeks.
Should have just nodded when Justice had said, "Sure, Gracie, pretending to be a stowaway entertainer is better than nothing, but we don't have a costume for you." Or when her sister had looked around the desolate plane hangar, thrown up her hands and teased, "We're shit out of $800 bras, and there's no agent provocateur in sight."
What happened after that was probably one of the top 5 most embarrassing moments of her life. She'd dropped her pants. She'd lifted off her shirt. Justice had burst into laughter. Tony had sputtered. Victor had whistled,
"Damn, Red, if I'd known you were hiding that, I would have been nicer to you."
Yeah, top 5. Definitely. And this, being in this car, was definitely in the top 10 most uncomfortable places she'd ever been. Well, maybe top 15.
"Our boys are pulling up to the compound gate."
Justice's voice was low in her ear. "So stay quiet." The car turned. The crunch of gravel vibrated under the wheels and through her bones. They wouldn't hear me if I screamed. Not a pleasant thought. Seriously, I could die trapped in here.
"There's a release lever."
Yes, but the arm by the lever was numb and heavy. The car jerked to a stop. Her forehead thunked against metal. Her headset clicked. She heard Justice's breathing and then,
"There's a big American Ninja Warrior security guard talking to Tony and Victor. He seems to be in charge of the 5 men at the gate. He's gesturing our boys out of the car."
Gracie caught the sound of a deep voice. A guy with an American Southern accent.
Southern?
The car doors opened and shut as Tony and Victor got out. Justice snorted through the headset. Victor just pirouetted to show he had nothing to hide. Hysterical. Man has balls. And then some. She pictured that fine Latino pirouetting in his magic mic costume. Victor could fill out a G-string. They're going to check the car. The front car doors opened with a squeak of hinges. Her heart rate jumped to, please God don't let them find me, pace. Sweat rolled down her face, perched on her lips. She held her breath. They'd find her. They'd hear her hyper heartbeat, like in Poe's The Telltale Heart. Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. And then they'd shoot her. Boom. Someone climbed into the back seat. Blood whoosh, whoosh, whooshed in her ears. Her hearing tunneled and focused in tight. Did he have his knee on her left butt cheek? Not a featherweight. Oh, Lord, please. If she survived, she'd go back to running her bar. Maybe keep her cyber warrior stuff going on the side, but she'd stay far away from the field. And danger. And death. His weight shifted. The padding and the springs pressed tight against her hip. Ouch. No big deal. No big deal. If they caught her, well, she'd heard that Mexicans love redheads. Is that racist? Gracie, stop overthinking. He didn't register her beneath him. Phew. Then again, if this had been a shoddy place to hide, she never would have gotten into it. Petite body didn't mean petite mind. The door shut with a slam. She exhaled. Thank the universe, Allah, Dr. Phil, and baby Jesus. Someone got into the front, started the car, backed it up, drove it a short distance, and parked. The car door creaked open and slammed closed. Had they parked the car outside the compound? Justice? Fuck, parked it outside the compound. You're like 20 feet from the front gate. Fudge. She needed to be inside the gate to turn off the security. Okay, stay calm. Don't worry, Jay. I've got this. I'll find a way inside and turn off the electric fence for you. You're east of the guard tower. Honestly, the very last time I do this.